hi, good day, TNC. Today I'm talking about holy days, or holidays as we call them. Every day is a holiday. I say this most often during these festive seasons, of course. My goal is to remember and actually live that out each day and month of winter, spring, summer, and fall. Every day will be like a holiday, is the song by William Bell. I'll be honest, yes, I had to look his name up. He says every day will be like a holiday when my baby comes home. This song keeps playing in my head. Maybe because of my refound joys, my partner's love, my gratitude for my family, my use of money, my appreciation of life and the living, my recent excellent use of time. Who knows? But it made me think, who decides when it's a holiday? Who decides when it's a holy day? The truth, fortunately, is just like Bell says, we decide. We get to decide for ourselves. I sometimes think of when I spent some time on the Zambezi River. It was one of those small boats with a few folks at their safari. The animals were so in touch with us. They locked eyes with us, if you were paying attention to them. Those were holy days. While visiting that safari, I saw about 3 herds of elephants. There was a baby elephant feeding. Many people were surprised to find that the elephant doesn't feed through the trunk. Another older elephant was a bit more aware of us, possibly more irritable than the others. This guy did not want to be bothered. But he let us know that connection, that was a holy day. I once took a sunset boat cruise. We headed out into the waters toward the south, where the water became choppy. The wind was swift, the temperature was cold. We turned around and we got closer to the shore and it was calm. We were warm enough to dance again. It was a holy day. These were all great things, but I'll tell you something. Recently I've gotten to that point, like every day will be a holiday. And when I have another opportunity to love my brothers, well, that'll be a holiday. Every day will be like a holy day when I have another opportunity to love my grandfather. And every day will be like a holiday when I get to see a baby smile, when I get to take a walk in nature, when I get to help my church reach their annual charity water goals, when I get to miss one of my favorite friends and pastors, when I get to laugh with my best friend, when I get to be a listening ear to someone in need, when I get to coach women and help them better their lives, when I get to bring melanated LGBTQ stories to film, when I get to go to the gym and enjoy my workout, when I get to exceed my water intake goals, when I get to meditate, pray, and be grateful for my finances, my heart, my health, and my mind, when I get to choose proper fruits and vegetables, when I get to go to work, when I get to enjoy my work, when I get to travel, meet and bless people local to the areas of the journeys on which I embark, when I get to watch the sunrise and feel her warmth, when I get to select the jewelry I want to wear, when I get to buy gifts for the people I love, not because the world told me to do so, but because I love them, when I get to give a big charity hug to a friend just because, when I get to be enthusiastic and ambitious. Paul covers this sentiment pretty well in Philippians. I learn to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. You see, I decided that literally every day will be a holiday. Every day is a holy day. When I wake up with God, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Thanks for spending some time with me, TNC fam. I'll talk to you soon.